There's Chris Montez and Just Call Me on Classic Gold CFCO on a Tuesday morning. It's 8:42. Good morning. I'm George Brooks. 11 Celsius, 52 Fahrenheit. Nice morning out there. And finally getting into some good weather around here. We've got a whole bunch of people in here, and they are from Design Sound Productions. They're here to tell us about a show that's a radio show that's being produced here in Chatham that'll be heard on radio stations all across North America, I guess, mainly in the States, though. David Farquhar is the gentleman who runs Design Sound Productions. Good morning, David. Just pull that mic a little closer to you. Yeah, or get a little closer there, David. Now, Design Sound Productions is producing this show. Is that what's happening?
That's right, yeah. Design Sound Production is the production company that's putting it all together. We're recording the actors up here, and we're doing all the mixing and editing, putting in the music and sound effects. Mm-hmm. So we're doing the whole thing here in Chatham.
This isn't the first time you've done this. You've done this these types of shows before and sent them all over North America.
Yeah, actually, yeah. This is the second program that we're going to be doing to the radio stations in the United States, and it's going to be submitted to the Radio Works, and that's out of New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and we just thought it was kind of neat that people don't realize that right here in Chatham you have this studio that produces these great radio shows.
Yeah, and on this production we're really fortunate to bring in two people, George Czar from Manhattan and Greg Rainwater from Los Angeles. So not only are we using local actors, but the local actors have an opportunity to work with these individuals mm-hmm. from the United States. So it's
well, let's just swing the mic over to George there. George Czar is here
the other way
from
around.
New York.
Well, see, we think we have the opportunity to work with people in Chatham.
Well, good for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, huh?
That's
uh-huh.
good, George.
You know it.
So you you wrote and produced this particular show,
yes,
did you?
Yes, I did. And it was written actually for, in speaking to David when I was in the States, we decided, you know, we were going to be doing this, and I discuss some ideas with him, and he sent me recordings of the different actors so I could hear their voices, and this was really tailored for everybody,
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
Greg, you know, in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and for all the folks over here, for Noel and Alexander and Norm, Pat and Bob.
Mm-hmm. You work with the sci-fi channels in the States.
I did work with the sci-fi channel, yes, and did a lot of audio drama with them.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about with Tony Danza and all those people. They all came through. Yeah, doing a lot of producing, a lot of directing, a lot
mm-hmm.
of writing,
mm-hmm.
and composing. Too.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how is this show going? Pretty good?
Oh, you don't have 11 on the scale, so I can't say
anything. There you go. It's
going well, and good, also huh? now we are mid-production. Literally yesterday mm-hmm. we spent all day recording the voices.
Mm-hmm.
And today Dave and I are flexing our muscles, and here we go. We're going to produce this thing. We will post it.
Now, maybe we should tell the folks the show is called Every Now and Then. What is the drama? Is it a drama?
Yes, it's a drama. It has its light moments. It's, you want to give a description of the plot, David?
Go ahead.
Oh, I have to.
Yeah,
I see. Yeah. I wrote. You wrote it. You wrote it. Yeah. It's funny. Maybe I should even read this. This
go
is
ahead.
Here, our little blurb here. It's funny. I'll do it with an announcer voice.
Okay.
A sunny day, a quaint antique store. Browsing through the artifacts of the past. To some, these are the ingredients for a pleasantly spent afternoon. To Frank, it is the beginning of a journey that will tear his world inside out. Is his amusing and puzzling journey down memory lane an actual journey? Or a careening descent into insanity?
There you go. Yeah. Hey, we could hire you, George.
Well,
you
want to
stick around and chat for a while?
I've done some of this.
Well, it sounds like a great show every now and then. And we've also mentioned that Greg Rainwater is here. You flew in from Los Angeles to take part in this. Do you do a lot of these radio shows?
I've done several in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
This is my second with David.
Yeah.
We did a Cliff Weller mystery,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully there'll be more.
Yeah.
I met David through a friend who wrote the Cliff mm-hmm. Weller mysteries, and it was nice that he called up and said, hey, we've got another part for you.
You've been on television as well. What are some of the credits you have?
Biggest thing would be I did an ABC series called The Young Riders. Ran for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Western about the Pony Express
mm-hmm.
and guest spots on different shows and a couple of features. And
Days of Our Lives, you've
that
recurring
and,
role on there?
Early on.
Early?
Way, when I was young.
Way back?
Way young.
Okay.
And couple of feature films.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your part in this particular show?
I'm the guy sort of thrown into insanity, and after the recording, the long session, it kind of felt like I was thrown into insanity.
It got insane.
Yeah, yeah, back and forth. This guy sort of, you know, bumped between 1903 and the present, and his wife in this life, and his wife, the same woman, but a different woman in the next life, and... And dealing with the stress and the doom that actually is sort of going on. So
great, okay.
And Noelle was my lovely wife.
She was great.
The local content part of it is Noelle Dupuis from Tupperville. And just if you can get a little closer to the microphone there, Noelle. I know you didn't want to say too much, but you're in the show. What are you doing in the show?
I'm Greg's wife, so I get to be Diane in the present and Mabel in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. But my husband pretty well stayed the same throughout it. He was always, you know, losing it in both
confused
past and present.
Big color,
confused. So it was a lot of fun. But I wasn't just the only local actor, like was already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. And I can definitely say from all the local actors that we're very, very thankful that we have some, you know, talented people that are willing to come in from other places. And we have talented people right here. We have David over there who's working hard to...
Did we mention Norm MacLeod is in this too?
That's right.
Norm's in there. And Norm's
a great
local accomplished actor around
here. Norm had also asked me to mention an iron screw steamer.
Yeah.
Which I have.
Yeah. He has one.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Thanks, Norm. So are you picking up some tips from these pros from the States, Noelle?
I certainly am. Yeah. Actually, I was so excited. I was talking with David last night after everybody had left, and I was waiting for my ride to come and pick me up. And I says, you know, I couldn't sleep last night. He says, I couldn't sleep either. So it was very exciting. And, you know, because I've never had an opportunity to work at this level with mm-hmm. you know, professionals at this level. So, mm-hmm. yes, it was very exciting, and I'm very thankful.
Terrific. Now, David, the show is being produced. You were recording yesterday. Are you sort of starting to put it together today?
Yeah, over the next couple of days, we're going to be working on post-production. That's layering in all the sound effects and music and everything.
Okay.
I just want to mention that also in the production was Alexandra Poole. She played the young girl in the production.
She is a great little actress.
Oh, she is.
She
played,
played
Annie here at the Cultural Center. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Pat Goff and Bob Steele round out the production.
So it's a local production being produced here in Chatham that will be heard on radio stations all across North America sometime in the next few months.
I would think so.
I'm hoping to bring a copy back with me, and I will give it to the person who's actually the executive producer of the big that radio series.
Yeah,
yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, she's anxious to hear it.
We are out of time, but thanks for coming in this morning, David and George and Greg and Noelle, and I hope you've enjoyed your stay in Chatham.
We've had a wonderful time. My only regret, I'm not staying for the long weekend to hear the Beatles that you have this long weekend.
Back.
Well, listen, thanks for coming in, and good luck
You're
with
welcome.
The show.
Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you.
It's 8:50 at CFCO.